Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for spending some of your very valuable time with me. A couple months ago-ish, maybe a month ago, I shared a question inside the Primal Potential Facebook group. I think a lot of you guys were probably part of that. In the month of September, I did one question every single day for the month. All of the questions focused on the singular goal of helping you
make progress in an area that really, really matters to you. I have found that questions prompt us to think about things differently, and it's thinking about things differently that helps us make different choices and break out of patterns and routines that don't serve us. And one of the questions was easily most popular and also most challenging. And it reflects what I see to be one of the primary mistakes that people are making that they don't even know that they're making, that you might be making and not know that you're making. And the repercussion of this mistake is not making progress towards your goal. All right. So let me first share what the question was, and then we're going to talk about what this most common mistake is. It's probably top two or top three mistakes that hold people back. And most importantly, how you can do things differently. If you weren't a part of that 30 days of questions, you can go into the free Primal Potential Facebook group. They're all there. So you won't miss a thing. The question, it was the question from day 9. So September 9th. And the question was, what needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done? What needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done? And maybe what needs to be done is sticking to your budget. Maybe what needs to be done is getting consistent in the actions you've committed to build your business or to start a new business. Maybe what needs to be done is eating cleaner or working out more regularly. What needs to change so that you look forward to it? Looking forward to it is actually very important. It's not just a feel-good thing. Looking forward to it drives consistency, probably more than discipline does. So let's talk for a second about one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making. And the reason that it's important is because making this mistake will slow you down in your progress or keep you from it completely. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is that they do not have enough enthusiasm about and or positive focus on their goal. They're pursuing something, but they kind of resent it or they resist it or they focus more on the negative aspects of it, which is why this question is so powerful. What needs to change so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done? You have to find a way to not only look forward to the end point, which I think we all do, though we don't focus on that very much, but enjoy the process. There is a way to enjoy the process, all right? You might not be there yet, but you better believe that there are people who enjoy the process of getting out of debt. There are people who enjoy the process of losing weight. There are people who enjoy the process of building businesses or increasing fitness, and that is available to you as well. You're just going to have to think about it differently, which is why I asked this question. What needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done? And what I'm asking you to do with this question is identify the perspective you would need in order to be excited about it. And then it's not just identifying the perspective, it's keeping your attention there more than you put your attention on the barriers or the frustrations. So identifying the perspective you would need to have in order to be excited about the process or look forward to the process, and then keep your attention there, generate your focus there more than you focus on or put your attention on the things that get in the way or the things that you don't like. More often than not, and the people that I work with, the people who email me, the people who go through the 12 weeks to transformation, the people who text back and forth with me on the daily mindset upgrades, their thoughts about the work required to reach their goal or the process that they're taking to reach their goal, more often than not, those thoughts tend to be more negative, even if it's just subtly negative. Ugh, here we go again. Sometimes they're dramatically negative, sometimes they're subtly negative, but either way, they're not enthusiastic. So whatever the goal is, doesn't matter. Thoughts like, ugh, I hate this. Or even, I wish this was easier. Enthusiasm is a superpower, and you can put your attention there. You can create the narrative that gets you excited about or looking forward to the process, and then you can bring it to your mind over and over and over and over and over. But more often than not, people's thoughts about the process or the work required trend toward negativity. I'm so inconsistent. What's wrong with me? Or just flat out, this sucks, right? This is a trap that I have to be constantly aware of in my own thoughts, not just in one area, in like every area, with my health, my fitness, money, business, even working on my marriage. Heck, sometimes even parenthood. What needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done instead of like another dirty diaper, another this, another that? What needs to change so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done? Where to start with this question is probably in the area of improvement that matters most to you. So maybe a primary goal that you have, but also give some thought to it in other areas, maybe areas that don't reflect primary goals, whether that's your marriage or your role as a parent or your career or your finances. When I look back to decades of wanting to lose weight, my overarching thoughts, and there were other thoughts, right? I genuinely desired that end point, but the overarching thoughts were things like, I wish I didn't have to do this. I wish this was easier. I wish that I had the metabolism of somebody who can eat whatever they want and not gain weight, right? That's not being excited about the process, right? That's not looking forward to doing what needs to be done. And it matters because our actions follow our thoughts, all right? So if we are genuinely looking forward to the process, to doing what needs to be done to get where we want to go, we're going to move in that direction. But if we're like, oh, I really just wish I could eat whatever I want. I really just wish I could have those cookies. I just am too tired to do this. I don't feel like it. I'm so inconsistent. Your actions are going to trend in that direction. And I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. You probably see this in your results. And in addition to the, I wish it wasn't so hard, I hate this, this sucks, I'm inconsistent, there's also the line of thinking about whatever your goal is that follows fear. What if I don't get there? What if I self-sabotage? What if after all this work, I undo it? That is not being excited about the process. That is not looking forward to doing what needs to be done. That is going to keep you in inaction or inconsistency. So for most of my life, especially in the area that I struggled with the most, which was food and my weight, there was no enthusiasm. As I said, I looked forward to the idea of the end point, but there was no enthusiasm about the process. The vast majority of my focus was on the crappy parts of the process, the hard parts of the process. And I'm telling you right now, that is not an effective way to get there. On the flip side, when I was most successful with weight loss, I was most enthusiastic about the process. Heck, when I've been most successful with anything, I've been enthusiastic about the process. And listen, here's an important thing, consistently enthusiastic about the process. You might not know how to get there right now. That's okay. We're going to work on it. Start with that question. What needs to change so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done? What needs to change so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done in XYZ area of your life? This is something you can create. This is something you can generate because it's a function of your perspective, how you think about it, what you focus on. For example, I know for sure that I am happier, that I have more energy, I'm in a better mood, I'm more agreeable, I enjoy life more when I eat well and exercise consistently. I know that. And I also know that I'm in a worse mood, that I'm less social, that I have less fun, that I think more negatively when I'm not eating well. That is one piece of how I can look forward to the process of eating well and exercising regularly. I feel better about myself. I'm happier. I enjoy life more. I'm in a better mood. I'm out and about in my life more. I'm generally more optimistic. That's just one thing. So enthusiasm, it's not something either you have or you don't have. You can't be listening to this going, well, I'm screwed because I don't look forward to the process at all. Yeah, with your current way of thinking, that is likely true. But it is not the only way of thinking that is available to you. So what needs to change? How would you have to think about it to look forward to it? Or if you feel stumped there, remember, I don't know is a starting point, not a stopping point. Think about it this way. Do you know somebody who seems to be generally enthusiastic about the process? And from what you've observed, what's their mindset on it? How do they think about the process? What kind of thoughts do they have that are different from your thoughts that are the reason that they look forward to it? Or if you don't know somebody, use your imagination. If somebody out there really was enthusiastic about the process, about doing what has to be done, how would they likely have to think about it to feel that way? You can start there. Sometimes removing ourselves from the question makes it easier because when we think about ourselves, we might come up upon the barriers or the frustrations. So remove yourself from it if it makes it easier to answer. But enthusiasm and looking forward to the process, it is something we can generate by changing how we think about things, thinking about them differently. We can fix this in our thoughts. And then once we have that narrative or we have an idea of that narrative, it's not enough to identify it once, obviously. You want to focus on it regularly. I've shared this before, but there's a whole lot of research showing that people who write in detail about their goals every day are dramatically more likely to achieve them than people who don't. Part of that is because writing about your goals in detail is one of the ways that we can fix our attention on them and get excited about them. This is why I, no matter what, use my Changemakers journal every day. Not only is there a section in there where I can sort of free write about my goals, and I almost think of it as like dreaming, daydreaming, but in writing and in the area of my goal, like my ideal life, my ideal body, my ideal relationship, my ideal family and daily routine, all of that. That is one of the ways that I consistently fix my attention on the things that get me excited about what needs to be done, or at least get me more focused and more positive in that direction. All right? People who write this down with specificity are dramatically more likely to achieve it. So look, if you can take 5 minutes a day of writing about it and it dramatically increases your chance of success, why aren't you doing it? Because think about it this way. If there was a supplement out there that would 3x or 4x your likelihood of achieving your goal, you would be taking it every single day. You would pay for it, no matter how much it costs. Writing it down is free. It's free. So if you're not doing it, today's the day to start, okay? That's why I shared this question. What needs to change so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done? Let me walk you through an example of how I answered this question in my work, specifically writing my third book. Writing my second book was, well, writing my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, was tough because I had never done it before. I didn't work with a writing coach or anything like that, so I was just figuring it out as I went, and it was hard. Writing my second book, Tools for the Trenches, was even harder because it was about such a traumatic time in my life, and it was written during a traumatic time in my life, so that was super hard. Third book, I don't want it to be hard, and this is the book I've always wanted to write. It's about the process, the methodology for becoming a better thinker, and then applying that methodology to every single primary excuse that exists in the world. But I want this to be a process that I look forward to. I don't, because writing a book takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort, and I don't want it to be something that I go through with dread or like kind of dragging my feet, I don't want to do this. And look, the same is true of something like eating better or working out. It's going to be a huge part of your life. And I don't want you to have any feeling other than looking forward to doing what needs to be done. So I thought about what needs to change in my process of book writing or in my approach to this third book so that I look forward to doing what needs to be done. And I'll share with you some of the things that I came up with. And I'll say this first. These are just ideas, all right? So if you answer this question and you're not really sure, I don't really know what would make me look forward to it, but maybe this, maybe that, maybe the next thing. They're always just ideas. You're going to try them and you're going to learn. So when I asked this question of myself about writing my third book, I don't know with certainty that my answers are the answer. The only way that I know if it's right is if I try it and it works. If I try it and it doesn't work, that's okay. I just adjust and I try something else. So these were the ideas that I came up with. Don't let not knowing be a barrier to you. That's just crazy. Number one, having a much more detailed outline, because with Chasing Cupcakes, I didn't really have a detailed outline and I was kind of winging it. And then I always felt like very challenged by the structure of things. Should this go here? Should this go there? Should this be in this chapter or another chapter? Because I didn't have a structure. On top of that, having a very, very detailed outline will help me when I sit down to write, because I'm not sitting here going, huh, what should I write about? I know that it's this next piece from the outline. So I think that I will look forward to it more if it's much more structured and more organized from day one. Another thing that I thought of is including people in it with me. So in writing both Chasing Cupcakes and Tools for the Trenches, I did it very much solo. So it's an isolating process. I didn't get any feedback during the process. And I think that not only would I enjoy it a lot more, but I would be more motivated to do my best work and also put together a better end result if I shared pieces with certain people. Maybe a small group of people that, like, we share this little bit and then we have a group discussion. What do you like? What do you not like? What's unclear? Or there's maybe a few people that are colleagues of mine and I share bits and pieces. Or I think that having like a formalized structure, like this is what I imagine when, and again, these are just ideas. I don't know if they will make me look forward to it more, but this is my job. This is the process. This is your job, is to try the things that you come up with as just ideas. Don't get hung up on right answer, wrong answer. There isn't one. So what I imagine would help me more is having a group of like 10 people, maybe 10 people who have gone through the 12 weeks to transformation, something like that. And once a month, giving them a small piece of it, 5 pages, 10 pages, having them read it, having them ask questions about it, having them submit those questions to me. Maybe we get together on a Zoom or something and talk about those questions, and then I go back and I make it better and I share it again. That is something that I think would make it a lot more enjoyable for me and also help me have a lot more clarity on what I need to do and what I don't need to do. So those were the ideas that I came up with for looking forward to that process. But that's, of course, not the only process in my life. So I went through this. What needs to change so that I look forward to eating well? What needs to change so that I genuinely look forward to working out 5 or 6 days a week? Start asking this question, because looking forward to it, being positive, being enthusiastic, and then holding that in your mind very regularly is going to dramatically increase your chances of success. Because enthusiasm is a superpower. A positive focus is going to compel you forward, where a negative focus is going to hold you back. So think about it this way. What perspective would you need so that you looked forward to consistency in working out? What perspective would you need so that you look forward to consistency with your food choices? What would your perspective need to be so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done in your business? What would your perspective need to be so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done to strengthen your marriage or to make you a better parent? And then every single day, probably multiple times a day, bring your attention back to that perspective. I really like using the Changemakers Journal to kind of free write about this. Plus, there are some guided prompts that help me focus here, like I'm the kind of person who. I'll go to bed tonight feeling proud because your mindset matters. If you continue to go about this like, oh, this sucks, I've been so inconsistent, I don't really want to, you're either not going to get there or it's going to take you dramatically longer. Enthusiasm is a superpower, and it's something that we can generate through how we think about things. All right? What needs to change so that you look forward to doing what needs to be done?